A new treatment for Parkinson's disease being trialled out of the Royal Melbourne Hospital is bringing cautious hope to sufferers of the debilitating disease. Neurological stem cells are injected into the patient's brain in the hope they will create new chemicals that will slow the progression. The Wire's Sean McDermott spoke to Dr. Andrew Evans, Director of the Movement Disorders Program at the Royal Melbourne Hospital, to gain a better understanding of the trial.
Parkinson's is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder, and with this disorder there is a progressive loss of neurons in the brain, particularly those that produce a chemical messenger called dopamine. Dopamine is important in regulation of movement, and loss of dopamine causes stiffness, slowness of movement and tremor.
The surgery that was conducted this week required the injection of neurological stem cells into the patient's brain. What are these stem cells expected to do?
These are stem cells that are in fact derived from a single egg donor, and the egg has been chemically treated to allow it to transform into a stem cell, what's called a pluripotent stem cell. And this stem cell has the capacity to transform or change into neurons and other supporting cells within the brain that will hopefully grow or allow the brain to grow back some of the connections and replenish some of the dopamine that is being lost with this disorder.
Now, you said that you used a single human egg. Is that how you've avoided the ethical issues that come with stem cell research?
Indeed, many stem cells, or so-called pluripotent stem cells, are derived from fertilised oocytes or human eggs that have the potential, I guess, to become embryos, whereas these cells are not fertilised and circumvent or remove those ethical problems.
Between 30 million and 70 million cells are introduced into the patient. How do you decide the volume of cells that you use?
Yeah, the number of cells have been devised on the basis of the animal models that we have used. So we, before obviously testing on humans, the cells have been tested in more than 400 rats and also monkeys. And on the basis of the number of cells that were required to produce the required number of dopamine cells, we were able to take that information and use it to devise the numbers that we propose will help the humans. And that translates roughly to between 30 and 70 million cells.
Accurate results aren't expected until about this time next year. What would you consider a success?
The measurement of success is very hard in Parkinson's disease because the symptoms change from hour to hour, day to day. So we are using a number of ways to measure the response to the treatment. We're using both clinical measurements, that means evaluating the stiffness and slowness using standard rating scales in the patients off their medications, which is less susceptible to change. We're also taking special scans, not just MRI scans of the brain, but PET scans that can measure the level of dopamine that the brain is able to produce in response to medications. So we'll be able to compare the dopamine levels in the brain before and after stem cell implantation. And the plan is to look at that at baseline at 6 and 12 months. So we are using a number of measures.
Dr. Andrew Evans. Steve Sant is the CEO of Parkinson's Australia, and I asked him what the stem cell trials means for Parkinson's research.
It's what they call a phase one trial, which is a safety trial. It's actually trying to establish, is this treatment safe to use? If they can establish that, then they'll go on to further trials, which are called a phase three trial, which is about the effectiveness of the treatment.
The stem cell research is said to not have results for about 12 months. What else will you be advocating for in that period of time?
There's a number of areas that we're advocating for. One of the things is that we need better care and support for those people with Parkinson's now. So Parkinson's nurse specialists is a really critical thing. Because Parkinson's is such a variable disease, everybody has different symptoms, everybody progresses at a different rate, you really need to have tailor-made treatment. And it's not well understood by many in the medical community. So having those specialist nurses available will actually provide a much better quality of life to people with Parkinson's and save the government money by avoiding things like hospital admissions and admissions to residential aged care facilities.
Could this be seen as a step towards a cure for Parkinson's?
That's not clear at this stage. What we think is that it may well provide better treatment of the symptoms. Parkinson's is an incurable condition at the moment, and we don't even know what causes it. So finding a cure is quite difficult. Certainly a lot of research going on in that area. But for this one, we're hoping that initially it will provide a much better control of symptoms. And maybe in the longer term, it could potentially provide a clue to a cure.
How well is Parkinson's research funded in Australia?
Not very well at all. In fact, one of the things that Parkinson's Australia is advocating for is a significant boost to Parkinson's research. We have some really world-class researchers here, but there isn't enough funding. So we're asking for $20 million a year to improve the research around Parkinson's, which probably affects, conservatively, we know it's 70,000 people, but we also know that there's a lot of people undiagnosed Parkinson's. And the latest study from Victoria indicates that figure is well over 100,000.
Steve Sant, Parkinson's Australia CEO, spent finishing that report by The Wire's Sean McDermott.